Ohio's auditor says the state can cut down on Medicaid fraud by verifying that home health care workers are where they say they are. Auditor Dave Yost's office released the recommendation today after a performance audit of the State Department of Job and Family Services. The report says telephone monitoring of home service providers can help reduce fraudulent Medicaid billings and save the state almost $20 million annually. Workers could be required to call from a client's home phone or use a cell phone with GPS tracking to mark their locations. Yost's office says such monitoring has helped deter double billing or billing for services never provided. State Medicaid Director John McCarthy says the agency has already put in place fraud control recommendations from the Ohio Attorney General. Cuyahoga County is following the lead of officials in Franklin and other counties by offering veterans identification cards to help them claim benefits. Cuyahoga County Executive Ed Fitzgerald says the photo ID cards will be available to 90,000 veterans who previously had to produce their discharge papers to receive medical services, apply for jobs, or get discounts.
You don't just say welcome home, but you also say you're hired and here's how we can help you with medical care and housing. I just think that's it's a fundamental function of government.
Rick DeChant, Director of Veterans Services at Cuyahoga Community College, says the cards will save veterans from having to carry their discharge papers everywhere.
The beauty of this card in this form of ID is its simplicity, ease of access, and ready to use quickly on a moment's notice.
Veterans will pay $1 for the cards when the program launches within the next 2 months. Franklin County officials launched a similar program in May.